Hey, here's a fun game you can play at home while you listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Do a shot of your favorite alcohol every time Ron sighs or makes a grumpy sound. No, hold on, I'm kidding. Please don't do that. You will die from alcohol poisoning. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom they refer to in the title of the damn thing. That's me. Before we go any further, if you have a white Ford Bronco, license plate 827WCB, your lights are on. Idiot. Hey, wait a minute. What's this in my pocket? This isn't my fob. Did anybody lose a fob? Who's got fob problems? Check your fob. You know, there was a time when if someone said fob, I'd say you should have yourself checked by your doctor. You're saying crazy words. What the hell's a fob? I don't even know what that stands for. If it stands for anything, is it short for fobulous? I don't know. Why did they call it that? It's an electronic key. Let's call it an EK or an EEK or something. A fob? What is that? You people make no sense to me. Nothing makes any sense anymore. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Why does everything have to be so complicated? God. What's up with you people? Making life so complicated. Do you know how much money we spend on possible hacking, cybersecurity? Do you know how much money we spend on that stuff? We created a monster. We created the cyber world, and then we started charging ourselves to secure it. That's all right. It's costing more to secure it than it is to have it. Here's a wonderful thing that we've invented. It's the internet. But here's the problem. People can hack into it, steal all your information, ruin your lives, take all your money. You're going to have to pay in order to make sure that doesn't happen. What are you talking about? What are you making me pay for security of something that I didn't have to begin with? What are you doing to me? Ron, it's technology. Oh, no, it's not. It's frustrating. You're creating problems by inventing something that looked good, but now we have to spend a lot of money and be concerned and frustrated to make sure that now that what you introduced is going to be all right. You're crazy, people. You people are crazy. You know that phrase, I didn't see that coming? I think they did. But they were so excited about making money and introducing technology that they didn't think about the future. Technology's biggest motto is, oh, we didn't think that through. We'll worry about that when the time comes. The time has come. Now it's time to worry about it. Thank you so much for inventing something that's frustrating the hell out of me. Thank you so much. When I was growing up, it was, if you have a question, give us a phone call. Now, if you have a question, shut up and go to the website and leave me alone. I don't want to interact with you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to have a conversation about your problem. Go to the website. Figure it out yourself, idiot. Oh, my gosh. I just coughed. In the morning, I have these, like, allergy things. Do you have that, too? Don't respond to that. It's a one-way thing. It's a radio show. You can't talk back to me. I don't take phone calls. You can go to my website. All your questions about everything can be answered on our website. Guess what? No, they can't. And by the way, your website doesn't work. I have a website company that where my website resides. And every once in a while, I'll have a problem getting onto the website or that kind of thing. And I call them up. It's the funniest thing in the freaking world. I'll call them up, and I'll actually, after like 20 minutes, I'll get a representative, agent, whatever you want to call these people. Customer service, agent, representative. Finally, I get somebody, and I think they're sitting at a desk somewhere in New Delhi, India. I'm not sure, but that's what it sounds like. Nice people, though. Nice people. And I say, I'm having trouble getting onto my website. Is there some kind of problem? This is very important. And they say, oh, Mr. Van Dam, thank you for being a loyal customer. Well, you're welcome, but shut up and help me here. Don't thank me. Help me. Thank you for being a loyal customer. Hold on. We're having a little trouble with our computers. What? That's what I'm calling you about. Now you're having trouble with your computers? Come on, man. Sometimes I'll call a customer service at Verizon, which takes me about 10 minutes just to get to the person I'm supposed to speak to or want to speak to. You're the 200th caller. Please hold on. If you want to leave your phone number and not lose your place in line, we can give you a call back within 2 weeks. It's not that extreme with Verizon, but it's very similar. So finally I get through to a Verizon representative, agent, customer service person, whatever they're called. And it's a bad connection. And they're talking to me, "Hey, Mr. Van Dam, thank you for being a loyal member of Verizon." I'm sorry, I can't understand you. "Oh, we must have a bad connection." A bad connection? You're Verizon. I just don't get it. Why don't people just laugh at that? It's funny. It's ironic. Don't you get it? Don't you know what ironic means? But sometimes that's my world. Everything that I want to get corrected is a problem, or it takes so long just to get to somebody that maybe can help me. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. When I was younger, I made a phone call. I was on hold for maybe a minute at the most, or I went directly through to a customer service representative. They were pleasant, wonderful, helped me. End of story, resolved. What do we do to ourselves? What did we do? We took technology and threw it in our face and spit at the same time. You sugar-coated shit is what you did. With no resolve. Only the warning, be careful, there's cybersecurity problems. We've been hacked. Oh, great. I didn't do anything wrong. Ron, do you have a password? A password? I have 200 passwords. I don't use the same password twice. I use the same password for everything, once you got my password, you'd be able to get into my pants. No, I have 200 passwords. They're under my mattress. Oh, man. What are you people doing to me? What are you doing? I'll talk about this on every show. I don't like robots. I'm sick of talking about it, and I'm sick of dealing with them. If I call a number and a robot answers the phone and gives me 20 options and none of them are the ones I'm looking for, I'm changing companies. Looks like I'll be changing companies a lot. Online banking? What are you, crazy? What are you, nuts? Online banking? I'm going to make financial transactions with my money over a computer network which has to be supported by cybersecurity options. Are you kidding me? I'm going down to my freaking bank physically. So many people are having their bills paid online automatically, and they don't even see the invoice or the statement. Or if they do, it's already paid. Now you got to argue your way back. Not me, baby. You send me a bill in the mail, I'll look it over. If I got a problem, I'll call before I put anything on that check at all or release any money to you. That's the way we've done it for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. Yes, I'm refuting something that I paid for. That makes no sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. I have a problem. I paid for something that isn't right. Why'd you pay for it? Because it's automatic. That's what it's. I'm with that debit thing. Oh, okay, schmuck. Let me tell the young people something. You younger people there, you whippersnappers. You young people, you're just like letting everybody, you're getting things out of your hands, out of your control. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're in for a whole peck of trouble. A whole peck of trouble. Peck of trouble. I don't know what a peck is. I know it's some type of a measurement of weight or something. I don't know what a peck is, but it's something like that. And you're getting into a whole peck of trouble is what you're doing. Anyway, changing subjects. Not that that was a subject at all. I was going through the internet cybersecurity funhouse. And something pops up and it says, if you put cinnamon in your coffee, it has incredible health benefits for everything. It lowers your heart rate, your anxiety, your blood pressure, cholesterol, guards against high blood sugar. I mean, God, it's just like the miracle spice, apparently. Like, what isn't? So then I do a little more research, and because I started putting cinnamon in everything, figuring, hey, doesn't sound like this is going to hurt me. Maybe it'll help me. Then I do some more research, and I find that most of the cinnamon that you buy in the stores, almost all of it, is not good cinnamon. It's just flavored crap. Oh, I did not know that. Well, Ron, you didn't check on your internet highway, did you? I find that there's only one kind of cinnamon that is really has those all those wonderful properties that you can sprinkle into coffee and drinks and on top of desserts and all that kind of thing. On toast. Cinnamon toast, tasty. Not in the store. You got to make it yourself. Not the bread, but you know, you sprinkle. You put a little butter on the top of the bread. You toast it, and you put a little cinnamon on top, and it's, apparently this is very healthy. but there's a certain type of cinnamon only that has those health benefits to that extent, and that's Ceylon cinnamon, like Celine Ceylon. C-E-Y-L-O-N, I'll repeat it for the hard of hearing, C-E-Y-L-O-N, Ceylon, I think is how you pronounce it, cinnamon. It's not really in stores. It's hard to find. There are other forms of cinnamon. There's Saigon cinnamon, I believe it is. That's a little too powerful. That's like, don't have a lot of that. That's like too pure. That's from the cinnamon animal. I don't know where it's cinnamon. I don't know. Cinnamon sticks? Yeah, fine. So this Ceylon cinnamon, I ordered it online on Amazon. It's the only place I could find it. I'm waiting for it to appear. You know, when you get older, not that I'm older. We're all older. We're all older than yesterday. Don't want to shock you, but yeah. As you get older, you start looking for things that are miracle cures for everything. Not that you have any of these problems, but you just want to make sure that you're as healthy as possible. Most people feel that way, but when you get older, you have more time to worry about your health. And it happens. So I'm waiting for the cinnamon to arrive, the Ceylon cinnamon, and I'm very excited about being healthy, virile, sexually appetizing, all that stuff. Energetic, remarkable, sharp and witty, grows hair. It just does everything. It'll cut your toenails. This cinnamon is unbelievable. Makes your teeth strong, stops your allergies. You don't get COVID. The cinnamon is incredible. It's the fountain of cinnamon youth. It's supposed to arrive today by my Amazon carrier. My Amazon carrier is probably going to be pissed at me. Because when you sit down on the Amazon website, of course, with your cybersecurity, and you order just like a 4-ounce bottle, I don't even think it's 4 ounces. I don't know, something like that. It's really small. Small little spice bottle, you know? I can see the Amazon delivery person saying, oh my God, I got to drive like 30 miles to this guy's house for the little bottle of cinnamon. What the fuck's going on here? I'm sorry to the driver. Hey, the driver's got to be out in the neighborhood anyway, okay? It's not a big deal. It's free shipping. I like that free shipping thing. If you ever look at shipping costs, they're very, very expensive. Free shipping. I don't even think it's built into the price. I think Amazon is just being really nice. Someday Amazon is going to say, all right, enough of this free shipping stuff. We're going to start charging shipping, and you're still going to buy from us. We know you are, because you still have no other way to go. But we're going to start charging you shipping. Yeah, I knew that day would come, Amazon. Bezos the clown. So I'll let you know when the cinnamon arrives. It's going to arrive later today. I'll let you know. I'm going to start using it immediately. I'll let you know if it actually makes a difference. And if it does, you will thank me. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. But that probably won't be the case because these things never work like that. They just don't. And before, of course, everybody says this, and you have to say it. Before you take anything or eat anything extensively or take anything that might have some supposed medicinal qualities, even if it's cinnamon, consult with your doctor. Problem is, to consult with my doctor costs about $250. That's the cost of an office visit. And I don't think my insurance company is going to pay for Ron's question about cinnamon. Well, Ron, how about, this is an impression of you. Well, Ron, how about doing like one of those virtual phone calls with your doctor? Those aren't free. You have to pay for those too. So no, I can't consult with my doctor unless I have an appointment already. I do have an appointment with my doctor coming up. I have a physical coming up. Let's get physical with my doctor. I have that coming up, I believe, in January, right around the corner, right? I'll ask him about cinnamon then. Got a question for your doctor? Yes, I do. Well, you got to wait 6 months. What? And what's up with that? Well, it's great to have health care, but if you can't see your doctor, what's the point of that? Do we not have enough doctors? Do we not have enough people from other countries who want to be doctors? Raise your hand if you have a doctor who has an American name. Oh, nobody raised their hand. Isn't that odd? Not complaining. I like my doctor. I've had doctors with foreign names for a long time. And yeah, great. That's wonderful. Good for you. Good for you. Anyway.
It's like every burger joint that I go to is like, your cheese lover's burger, your bacon lover's burger, your burger lover's burger. What's a guy to do if you just love lettuce?
Well, you're in luck, because Burger Guy is proud to introduce the new Lettuce Extreme. A quarter of a quarter pound of succulent beef piled high with cool, crisp lettuce, iceberg, romaine, bib. It's a lettuce lover's dream. And it's only at Burger Guy.
Thanks, Burger Guy. Now I know where to go to get my lettuce on.
At participating Burger Guy locations for a limited time only. Supersize it with our metric ton of fries and keg of soda for just 12 cents extra. Price, participation, quality, condition, variety, and availability of lettuce may vary.
On the show about, I think, 3 or 4 days ago, I told you that I was going to get my oil changed, as if you cared. But we all do. If you have a car, you have to get your oil changed. So I think we're connecting. We're bonding, aren't we, in some sense? I mean, if I have to do what you have to do, I mean, isn't that something they have in common? And that means that we're bonding. Isn't that what that means? Isn't that what people talk about? Isn't that a form of conversation, a form of relationship? I believe it is. I believe strongly in my heart that that is. So I had my oil changed, and I got to tell you something. For days after, I felt so refreshed and clean. I really did. I felt anew. And I don't know how my car felt, but I felt great. Oh, I'm driving a car. It's been checked out. Got new oil. I got new oil, baby. And I tell that to everybody, too. I went to the supermarket yesterday to pick up a box of spaghetti because I felt like spaghetti. It ever happened to you sometimes where you just feel like eating something and, damn it, I'm going to go get that now and I'm going to cook that, baby, and I'm going to eat that. Well, that's the way I felt about spaghetti. I wanted spaghetti. And I didn't have any in the pantry. Yeah, I got a pantry. It's a closet with shelves in it where I keep food. It's a pantry. Bought the spaghetti, went up to the register. Lovely young lady standing there, scanning me and my stuff. And she scans the spaghetti box and says, that'll be $1.50. I'm a high spender when it comes to spaghetti, kids. I said, do you take cards? She says, yeah, geez, really? All right, fine, sure. And then I looked at her and I said, hey, guess what? I got an oil change yesterday and I'm feeling good. Well, when the cops came and said, stop bothering these people, I went home and I had a wonderful spaghetti dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea. I took a jar of spaghetti sauce that I love. And I'll tell you, this jar of spaghetti sauce, $7. Yeah, it's Pastine brand, $7. But it's good stuff, man. You have no idea how good this is. And I cooked that spaghetti. El Dante, I don't know who El Dante is. Nice guy, but that's the way I like my spaghetti, you know. Not crunchy or anything, but not soft like mush either. And I did the spaghetti sauce and the grated cheese over it. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, wow, my God, what a euphoric experience that was. Now, spaghetti's not really great for me, I must say. It's really not. It's got a high glycemic index. I don't know either, but that's what it is. So I shouldn't have a lot of it, but I enjoyed it. So within the past few days, two incredible experiences. Oil change, great. And spaghetti dinner in my house while I watch TV. This is incredible. Life is beautiful. And now I'm waiting for my cinnamon to arrive. It is the miracle drug of life. You didn't know this, but when Moses went up the mountain, Mount Sinai, I believe it was, at first it was Mount Washington, and then Moses said, wait, this is the wrong mountain. Then had to travel all the way halfway around the world to Mount Sinai because he got his GPS directions screwed up. It was the Waze people. They saw a lot of traffic and they sent Moses in the wrong direction and he ended up somewhere in a different country. This is what Waze does sometimes. The only good thing about Waze is they tell you if there's an object in a road, a car broken down, or a police officer in the distance. Other than that, not helping me much. Waze puts me on roads that aren't even built yet. I'm passing my grandmother's house, and she doesn't even live there anymore. It's weird, like, wow, nowhere near where I want to go. But anyway, Moses ends up at Mount Sinai. All he's got on is sandals. He's got to hike up this mountain with, he's got this little staff, not a staff of people, but like a wooden stick that he found on the ground somewhere at Mount Washington. And he's hiking up this mountain in sandals. Let me tell you something, not great hiking equipment back then, not anything to talk about or be proud of. So he hikes up this mountain, and it's taken him a long time because the escalator is out. He gets to the mountain, to the top of the mountain, and he sees a burning bush. And he goes, oh great, this is like Canada. And then he's got the tablets are there. And there are 10 commandments. There are actually 11, but the 11th one broke off. So Moses didn't tell anybody because that'd be embarrassing. Well, did you get the 10 commandments, the 11 commandments from God? Yeah, I did. He can't tell somebody that one of them broke off because I was wearing sandals and I tripped on a rock. No, you cannot tell people that. That would ruin history. There were 11 commandments. The 11th commandment was, thou shalt eat cinnamon for health purposes. That broke off. But that is part of it. That is part of it. The one that should have broke off had to do with having sex with your neighbor, I think it is, or I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Which is, by the way, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. So I'm privy to the cinnamon thing, and that was the 11th commandment. And because I am so freaking religious, I'm going for it, man. I think it was Ponce de Leon that said, "Why is my name so odd?" I think that's what Ponce said. There's a fountain of youth somewhere in Florida. I don't know where it is. Gainesville. Tampa, St. Pete. I don't know where the Fountain of Youth is. I have no idea. It's probably flooded by now. And in the Fountain of Youth, you'll find a lot of the cinnamon. Apparently the case. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. We don't have a guest today because I talked too much. So our guest will be moved to another program. But that's fine. That's okay because, be honest with you, not thrilled about the guest today. So I just decided to talk more. I apologize also. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, but until that time arrives, I wish you peace.